place kicker. Daniel Carlson became a legend in his 4 years at Auburn. He broke school and conference records as a senior. He was named SEC Special Teams Player of the Year for 2 straight years. And he was a 3-time finalist for the Lou Groza Award, the Heisman for place kickers. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining me. And thanks for your support, your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those gifts help to sponsor the show. And you can learn more at WWIV.com. Daniel Carlson was on the radar for many NFL teams this spring, but the Minnesota Vikings traded up for him and selected him in the 5th round of this year's NFL draft. And we are delighted to have him back on the show with us today. Ironically, Daniel, you grew up in a home that bleeds Bama Crimson Tide. I mean, your parents met at Alabama. Your mom was a staffer in the football office for Bear Bryant. Your granddad was a baseball player at Bama. Your grandmother was a cheerleader. When you said that you were going to play at Auburn, arch rival Auburn, I mean, how did your parents not disown you?
My parents, I think my parents were fine. You know, they were supporting me and whatever I did. And, you know, my grandparents, they had a little more difficult time coming around, I would say. They cheer for me and not for a team, I would say. And they would, you know, hope we lose every game, but I would just make a lot of field goals while we lose. So it was funny, but they came around and, you know, they were always my biggest supporters as well. So, you know, it's fun with the rivalry, and it was fun to play basically right after Thanksgiving each year, Alabama versus Auburn. And so you get to have Thanksgiving dinner with, you know, your family and do a little family trash talk and enjoy some of that. So it was just an unbelievable journey to kind of, you know, grow up watching one side of, you know, the state's rivalry and then end up playing for the other side. And so it was, like I said, it's just, I think God has a sense of humor and he works in unique ways. And, you know, I think it's just a fun thing for me and my family to kind of go through. And now my little brother's even at Auburn, and he'll be the next kicker here at Auburn this upcoming fall. So I guess we're continuing the tradition now here at Auburn.
I guess you are. That's Anders, your younger brother. So with him taking over, I mean, we could have a Carlson kicking at Auburn for, you know, close to a decade. Now, how big a part did you play in recruiting your younger bro?
I really tried not to, you know, be biased, and I tried to stay out of it a little, you know, answer questions that he had and give my advice when necessary. But, you know, I wanted him to join the tradition and, you know, all the wonderful things I got to experience at Auburn. But at the same time, you know, I wanted him to pray about it and make his own decision because it is such a big decision at the time and even for your future. So, He's been here the past year now, and he has really enjoyed it. He got to redshirt, so we got to play together. So that was, you know, that was one of the big reasons why he came and why I stuck around in college last year to play one more season, even though I'd already graduated and stuff. So it was just a very cool opportunity for me to kind of help him out his first year and kind of show him some of the ropes of, you know, college, football, of, you know, how to handle social life and how to handle that busy schedule that college athletes have.
Mm-hmm. You grew up a Bama fan, even though you played for Auburn because of the family ties there. Nick Saban did talk with you as a potential recruit, and that I'm sure would have been a dream come true to play for the Crimson Tide. Why didn't that work out for you?
Yeah, I like you said, I grew up a Bama fan all my life. You know, obviously grandparents and my parents went to Alabama, so it was natural to be watching Alabama football games each Saturday and cheering for the Crimson Tide. So along came, you know, high school and football. And once the recruiting kind of started up, you know, Alabama had reached out a couple times, just saying, you know, they wanted to talk and keep in touch. But, you know, at the same time, once I realized, you know, how football scholarship works as far as kicking goes, you know, they only scholarship one kicker every 4 or 5 years typically, just because you can't have more than one kicker on scholarship, because there's only, I want to say, 80 scholarships or something for the entire team. So numbers just don't add up. So Alabama had a kicker on scholarship the class before me. But like you said, Nick Saban wanted to meet, and so we got to sit down. And you know, he was very honest and upfront, saying, you know, obviously I don't have a scholarship because we have this guy here already, unfortunately. But, you know, we'd love to have you walk on. But at that point, I had already visited Auburn. You know, actually, I think it was a better fit for me personally. And I think, you know, after prayer and, you know, making sure that was the right decision, you know, looking back on it, I think that was one of the better decisions I've ever made.
Okay, 6'4", 223-pound, all-SEC kicker, Daniel Carlson from Auburn, and now with the Minnesota Vikings after being drafted in the 5th round this year. Tell you what, let's unpack the story of you finding Christ as your personal Savior. You got married about 3 months ago to a wonderful Christian young lady, Catherine. And we'll talk a little bit about that and perhaps a little more of football with you, Daniel, next time here on Sports and Commentary. So thanks again for coming by, and have a great one today.
You too.